He's an author, he's a musicologist, and sometimes he's been referred to as a gynecologist.
I guess hope springs eternal, right?
Chris Epting, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow. Let me get this straight. You've got a book, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s, and this morning you want to talk about a song that has no lyrics.
You know what? We have to. Edgar Winter Group's Frankenstein, even without words to me, there's such a great story behind it. It's so lyrical in its own right and so complex and so crazy. And when you think about the timing of this thing, it comes out in 1973. It's a B-side. It's another one of these stories where it wasn't even a single. Mm-hmm. It was under the B-side of a tune called Hanging Around, which did nothing. Some DJs pick up on this tune. People love it, they call in, and it becomes a hit. What I love about it is it ushered in kind of a new kind of intense progressive music. This thing knocked out the Stevie Wonder tune, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. That was number one.
Wow, I never heard that.
Yeah, this ferocious, crazy monstrosity of a tune that literally was dubbed Frankenstein by the drummer, Chuck Ruff, because, you know, the pieces of tape were all over the studio, and they literally built it like a Frankenstein monsters. It's such a cool tune, and the fact that, you know, you've got not just one, but two classic guitarists on it. Rick Derringer and
Ronnie Montrose, yeah.
Played all over that album. And you've got this great dual drum solo where Edgar Winter literally is the other drummer in the tune. So there's a lot of amazing stuff going on in it. And again, the fact that that song could top the charts in the early 70s, to me, really opened the doors up to a lot of other heavier music that came in. You think about tunes by Alice Cooper and by Rush and Black Sabbath and all these things. I think Frankenstein played a really big part in sort of training America's ears to get used to something that was way more challenging, way more complex, and heavy. I mean, again, if you ever see these guys play this song live, it is a tour de force that can go on for a half an hour in some cases, the live version. And you can actually look up on YouTube, there's a 1970 version live with Johnny and Edgar Winter playing it. And it's a more jazzier kind of thing. Uh-huh. You can see Edgar playing the drums on it and really being, he was such a virtuoso on so many instruments. He plays sax on that song and keyboards and drums and everything, and I just think it was worth even without the lyrics, I think it was worth calling out the fact that it was it really changed music a lot back in the early 70s.
Well, you know what we got to do? Let's get the video up on the JDB Show Facebook page. We'll get that on while we're playing the song, and you managed to prove that you can talk about a song that has no lyrics. He is Chris Epting, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.